AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
It's really, really a tense time for the royal family.
The former Prince Andrew, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, was arrested on suspicion of misconduct in public office. It centered on his close relationship with the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. He has denied the allegations. The AP's Danica Kirka is in London.
Andrew was, until October of last year, considered Prince Andrew. Then the king formally stripped him of his titles at the time of the release of the memoir by Virginia Jaffray, who was one of the victims of Epstein. And just the pressure became too much. The royal family had to act.
After the arrest, King Charles said the law must take its course. Many of the recent allegations center on sexual impropriety on the part of Mountbatten Windsor, specifically that a woman was trafficked to the UK by Epstein to have a sexual encounter with the then prince. The U.S. commander says Indonesia, Morocco, Kazakhstan, Kosovo, and Albania have pledged to send troops for a Gaza stabilization force. President Trump's Board of Peace is meeting in Washington.
The Board of Peace is showing how a better future can be built, starting right here in this room. And I want to let you know that the United States is going to make a contribution of $10 billion to the Board of Peace.
Iran held annual military drills with Russia as a second American aircraft carrier drew closer to the Middle East, with the U.S. and Iran signaling they're prepared for war if talks on Tehran's nuclear program fizzle out. Some of the eight victims of a deadly avalanche in California's Sierra Nevada include a group connected to a skiing academy near Lake Tahoe. The Commission of the Fine Arts, a panel made up by Trump appointees, have approved a White House ballroom proposal. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are edging lower on Wall Street, putting the S&P 500 on track for its first loss in 4 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 135 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.1%. Booking Holdings fell 8%. The parent company of Booking.com and Priceline took a tumble as investors worry that AI-powered competitors could steal away its customers. Other companies in the legal, financial, and even trucking logistics fields have also come under pressure recently over worries that AI applications could hurt their business. Crude oil prices rose about 1.5%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Walmart delivered another impressive quarter as the promise of lower prices and speedy deliveries attracted a broader spectrum of shoppers. But the subdued outlook at Walmart hinted at volatile times ahead. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.